I feel like a motherless child, but I found my way, I found my way, I found my way back home. I'm so far, far from home, so far from my home.
Incomparable Carolyn Strijo. That's great Detroit talent, such as what you're about to hear now from Ancient Language. These fellas just are something else. We love to feature electronic dance music, house, cosmic soul, whatever you want to call it. We just plain call it flat out great musicians doing great music. This is Ancient Language on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
Good afternoon and welcome to WHFR Dearborn, the only station making waves. This is your host, a Hallmark, coming at you for an hour of Motor Live Drive at 5. Joining us today are two young gentlemen setting the electronic dance music world on fire right here from Detroit. Guys, you ready to kick off some music for the whole wide world?
Yeah, let's do it.
You are about to hear the music of Ancient Language. Let's kick them something. What are we going to hear first?
This is a song called Space Between Words, and it's off of our album that's coming out next month.
All right. Ancient Language, Space Between Words.
Enormous bang, millions of years ago, billions of years ago, which flung all the galaxies into space.
Well, let's take that. It's like you took a bottle of ink and threw it at a wall. Smash, all the ink spreads. And in the middle, it's dense, isn't it? And as it gets out on the edge, the little droplets are finer and finer, and more complicated patterns. So in the same way, there was a big bang in the beginning of things, and it spreads. And you and I, sitting here in this room, as complicated human beings, are way, way out on the fringe of that bang. We're the complicated little cousins in the end of it. Very interesting. But so we define ourselves as being only that. If you think that you are only inside your skin, you define yourself as one very complicated little curling kick, way out on the edge of that explosion. Way out in space, and way out in time. Billions of years ago, there was a big bang. Now we are complicated human beings. And with them, we cut ourselves up like this. And don't feel that we are still a big bang. But you are. Depends how you define yourself.
You are digging Space Between Words from Ancient Language, from their new album, Folk Songs, coming off of New Fortune Records. And the fellas are kicking it. Well, they're live for us. This is a pre-recorded show you're listening to on WHFR. We're after 30 years. We're just getting started. And we appreciate you tuning in to Motor Live Drive at 5 today, especially if you came here for some of the most happening. I mean, I call it EDM, but I like the way somebody put this. Celestial House, Sci-Fi Techno, and Cosmic Soul. That kind of sums it up. Just go for it. How'd you get to this?
I don't know. That was just kind of something I made up. Like, I most of the electronic music that's coming around is like more EDM. It's more dance-oriented or club-oriented or like for big festivals and stuff. And we just wanted to do something different, make it less about, we still want to make people music that people can dance to, but also that, you know, you can just be driving in your car and get into it, or just chilling at home or whatever you're doing. You can kind of just chill out and listen to the music, but also hopefully get into it live and dance to it too.
Well, let's tell the people who they've got making this music for them. I'm up here introducing the band. I mean, Ancient Language, everybody. But who makes up Ancient Language? Who are these two people standing here today?
I'm Chris.
And I'm Zachary.
This is Zach. I write most of the music. Zach writes some of it with me. Some of it we write together. I do most of it, though. I do all the production, all the beats, the keys. Zach does the bass guitar and some sampling as well.
Well, as it works out well. Now, you guys kind of know each other for some time going back, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, our whole lives.
All right, then. Two brothers pooling their talents. Synchronicity happened. And you benefited from the vocals of a young lady on this album?
Yes, we did. Our friend Lily Nooney contributed vocals to a song. Unfortunately, she couldn't come out tonight or today to do the song with us, but, you know, yeah.
All right. And speaking of coming out, you guys got quite a history already of performances behind you. What's some of the places you've been performing at lately?
There's so many. We just played at New Dodge Lounge in Hamtramck, where we released our first 7-inch 45 record on red vinyl. We released that on New Fortune Records, so that was cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. I did the artwork for it, so that was pretty cool.
Zach did all the artwork. We played at Northern Lights for the Sound and Silence showcase. What else have we done lately?
The Loving Touch in Ferndale.
Yeah, we did that. We've been all over the Metro Detroit area.
And more shows to come, and we want to talk about those. And definitely get the people talking about where they can get your music. But again, Folk Songs is the new album. And this is how many albums, EPs out there now?
Too many to count.
Yeah, you've been doing some prolific work.
Yeah, I've been.
And how long is this? Go ahead.
Oh, please. It's okay. I've been doing this project since 2011, so I think I've done 2 EPs and 2 like mixtapes since then. This is going to be our first like proper album that we're going to put out on CD, and but that was just by myself. And then a year ago, Zach joined me, and we started playing together as a 2-piece.
Well, all right, and from there, getting the brothers in working together, we got the full album happening. Folk Songs, we're gonna hear more music from Folk Songs coming up. Any of the older stuff today?
Nope, just all new stuff today.
All right, just the warning, people, if you came expecting the old stuff, go out and get it. Mm-hmm. All right, go to the so many media sites, so many more things we want to touch base on. Right now, let's keep giving them some music. What do we want to play next?
We're going to play a song called Sky Opens Up.
Sky Opens Up from Folk Songs from Ancient Language, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
You and I are all as much continuous with the physical universe as a wave is continuous with the ocean. The ocean waves. Thank you.
Now, there's something right there from ancient language called Sky Opens Up. You know, you guys got quite a bit of history behind you with the other bands. You just mentioned Phantasmagoria, High Vibrations. You've been out there with Movement. We just talked about a few of the venues that you've just done. What you got coming up? Where can people come see you next?
Yeah, Movement. You mentioned Movement. That was like the highlight of my musical career so far.
I can understand.
That's like one of the things that got me into electronic music in the first place. So being able to play that was really, really cool.
And they talk about just some people question the importance of it. Now you're the living proof.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, coming up, we're playing this Sunday at the Majestic Cafe. We're playing our friend Brittany Stoney, her album release party. So that's going to be cool. That should be fun.
Okay. That, it's the first one that pops up to you because it's right around the corner. But,
right, right.
Now, that will be passed by the time people hear this.
Oh, okay.
Folks, normally we do Motor live, Drive at 5, but this is Motor pre-recorded. This you're hearing this if you're tuned in to WHFR.FM or 89.3 right now on the FM dial. We're recording this Wednesday, June 3rd, so we'll have it out there for the 11th. And then, of course, up for podcast for you to download, take with you. TuneIn Player, Public Radio Player, Shoutcast, but come back to WHFR.FM to download it and stay in touch with Ancient Language, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Bandcamp. You're making sure to get Ancient Language out there. Any other venues I'm missing?
Nope, I think that's it, right? Yeah. Oh, we're on Tumblr, too. If you want to follow our
Instagram,
blog.
If you didn't say that.
Yeah, Instagram.
Instagram? Okay, yeah. I missed them, and I missed Tumblr. That's, you got to have your Tumblr page. More top off to you, but especially with your art, Zach. Now, is this a lot? Who's doing what with all these graphics and these great designs and pictures we're seeing on these album covers and the websites?
Well, I do all of the... all the artwork, all the illustrations would be me. And then Chris takes them, puts them on the computer, and adds a little his taste to it. So it's a collab, but most of the images are drawn or painted by me.
Okay, so now especially you get on Tumblr, we have to see GIFs all over the place. That's just a must.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I can see you have the basis for that to happen right there. Doing great stuff here, but... it's great to see you two working together and making this. When the bass kicked in on this last track, it was like, whoa, the subwoofer just rocked the place.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, we tried making our sound more unique by adding like analog instruments. We're trying to get out of the computer completely, but we're still working on that.
Well, the organic thing with having you there, I mean, there's a time and place for a Juno and what have you, but you're standing up there, four strings slung low, and laying it down.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, man. Thank you for coming to Motor today, especially for giving it to the people. And okay, we got Instagram, we got the Twitter, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, Facebook, and yes, Tumblr. And there's all these digital downloads, but let's make sure. I heard somebody say 7-inch, yes?
Yeah, we just put that out last week, yeah.
All right, so we've got vinyl.
Yep. Red vinyl.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to reach back, but you're going to modernize it.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Any 8-tracks we can expect anytime soon?
Maybe. Who knows? Yeah, not anytime soon, though, but who
More
knows?
More power maybe. To you if you make that happen. Let me know, please.
All right, I will. You still got an 8-track player?
No, I got my reel-to-reel. We got one here.
Oh, there you go.
I've got one at home. My first car had an 8-track, but I'm already dating myself. But let's date you with some music, as it were. Let's not run with that, folks. Let's get some more folk songs happening and put another track out there.
Sure. Yeah, this is a song called Computer Heart.
Computer Heart. I was looking at the... Okay, got to get with my computer lingo.
Yeah.
Digital language.
Computer less than 3.
All right, then. from folk songs. Now, New Fortune Records, this is who?
This is our friend Kevin Pakla, his label. He put out the 7-inch for us. I don't know if he's necessarily going to do the full length or not, but he put out the record for us.
More power to you, Kevin, for supporting great talent right here, Detroit, Dearborn, Ancient Language, Computer Heart. Computer Heart right there from Folk Songs, from the album Folk Songs by Ancient Language. Let's get this right now. We want to represent. I'm just looking at your Tumblr right now, and it took me over to Instagram and looking at pictures of you recording with Marston, featuring Lily Nooney, who's singing on this album. Who else are you collaborating with?
collaborating with my roommate James Link, who's a local singer-songwriter in the area. Actually, last time I was here, I did a set with him. I was DJing for him. I was playing the beats for him. That was like 2 years ago, probably.
A little bit more than that.
Might have been more than that. Yeah, it was a different host.
Oh, definitely.
I think it was Roger.
Yeah. Shout out, tip of the hat to Roger and Margaret White. Carrying the torch on the Motor Live Drive at 5 for a long appreciated time and great success in all their endeavors. And now we're seeing you carrying on your torch, doing different things. James Link, who and what else is going on with you?
I think that's about it right now. I'm me and Brittany Stoney, who I mentioned earlier, who we're playing with on Sunday. We're trying to get some stuff together. I'm always working with this local rapper, Doc Waffles. Me and him are working on some stuff together. Is there anything else we're working on right now? We're trying to bring a drummer into the band too. So we're trying to work on that.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. Now we talked about High Vibrations, Phantasmagoria, moving on, coming back, returning, parts of the past, parts of the future.
What do you mean?
What's going on with the other projects?
Oh no, Phantasmagoria is not coming back, unfortunately.
Okay.
As far as High Vibrations goes, that can always come back. I just kind of got sick of doing it, so I stopped. It was a lot of work, a lot of pressure on me. That was like a monthly that I did for a while. I did it at the Loving Touch in Ferndale, and then I did it at New Dodge Lounge in Hamtramck, and I would have different electronic artists play each month, and I was just trying to show people what's going on in the scene, because there's not really a big scene for it other than like the techno, the house music, or the dubstep, and that's not really what I'm into, so I was trying to bring a more eclectic mix of artists together.
So it's not just musician and producer and mixer, but promoter as well. Like we say, from movement came Chris, and now passing the torch forward.
Right, yeah.
All right. Tip of the hat to you too. And want to make sure that people know how to find your music. Again, Ancient Language is on Facebook. But what about any brick and mortar stores right now where they can go in and pick you up?
No, not right now. I mean, that record that we just put out is the first actual physical thing we've put out. So,
got to get out to see you.
Yeah, we're gonna try to get that hopefully in some stores or in some spaces. And then once the CD comes out in July next month, we're gonna try to get that out there too.
Well, we're gonna talk to Lee Majors later on and have him definitely get the word to the people about upcoming shows and all the dates, venues, because we definitely have to put out how people can see you live. Two cats out there who are doing things, soon to be three if we find when you find the right drummer.
Yeah, we're going to start working with somebody soon, hopefully.
Yeah, we have a few people interested, so we just have to try them out and see who would fit in with us the best.
Okay. We want to keep this real skins, or we're going to bring in some electronic drums, or what?
I think a mixture of both.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. And, wow, Chris and Zach, we're doing Ancient Language, and the motor, it was funny because if you know WHFR, we have a bunch of EDM shows, house music shows. Last week, DJ Bam was taking us back to trance, so we're always going to have room and a place for what you're doing. And our own Alex from Wednesday's own Lights Out was here today, eager to meet you, couldn't stay, but he really wants to get you back on. So people, stay tuned for Lights Out Wednesdays. We can get you back in here. Think you'll see fit to return once again?
Oh yeah, we'd love to be back. Yeah,
this is your second visit.
Yeah, technically my second visit.
My first visit.
Well, that's another reason to get you back, so we can get you, never quite passing, but make you a multiple visitor here.
I agree.
All right then.
I would love to.
In the meantime, let's talk about some more music.
Okay.
What you want to do?
This song is called Young Cartographers.
Yeah, this is a song that Zach wrote. He came to me with the bass line, and then we formed the song around that.
So it's definitely an equal mix happening behind the scenes as well.
Yes.
Okay, we got to talk about some mixing that you've been doing when we come back after this song.
Okay.
Because there's some other things going on that are interesting. Can we say who?
I'm not sure.
Certain Nordic singer.
Oh yeah. I did we could talk about that. I did a remix, a Bjork remix, not official, unofficial remix. I just did that kind of because I love Bjork. She's one of my favorite artists of all time. For two, I wanted to kind of bring some interest to us, or maybe, you know, get some people who wouldn't normally hear us to hear our music through that. And
I think it worked
a little bit. Yeah.
All right. Well, we didn't get Bjork to come in today, so you'll have to stay tuned for that for another time. But we did get Ancient Language themselves, Chris and Zach, to visit us. And like I said, we want to keep the music going. That's what Motor Live Drive at 5 does, even if we're Motor Recorded Drive at 5 today. Young Cartographers is the tune. Ancient Language is the band. Let's let you have it. Thank you.
There you have it. Ancient language. We're talking right now about the Woodbridge Fest coming up June 20th. Now, you're going to be a part of that. You know, your roommate, James Link, and a whole lot of bands with a very big headliner.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Now, Ned, was James a part of getting you in that, or was this just something you behind putting this out there?
Nope, Lee actually got us that gig.
All right, yep. And a whole bunch of bands I'm seeing.
Yeah, I haven't even seen the whole schedule actually. Yeah, I don't even know.
Taken a good look at it either.
But it's gonna be headlined by Adult, yeah. So everybody knows. We especially want them to know where you're going to be. So we talked earlier about the show coming up. Oh, that's going to be before this airs. But again, to put the word out so that people will come out and see Ancient Language live, the Woodbridge Bar.
Woodbridge Fest.
Yeah, the Woodbridge Fest. Thank you. I'm sorry. And headlined by Adult, but most definitely Ancient Language has a set.
Yes.
That everybody should see in the afternoon time. 6:40. Or the evening time.
Yeah, 6:40. Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 6:40.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna be an all day thing.
Right. Yeah. It starts at noon. I don't know when it ends, but it's gonna go.
But just come out to the Woodbridge Fest. Yeah. Have a great time. Let them know you're there to see Ancient Language. All right. Drop names by all means, mm-hmm. And promote this. Again, the pictures are all over Instagram. So tune in there. Definitely on Tumblr. Some great work, Zach. I'm sitting up here scrolling through a lot of this and going,
thank you.
Artists are going to be artists, whatever medium you work in.
Absolutely.
So you've got some things going on there to share.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. I need to share more, to be honest.
Now, what about you? This is Ancient Language the first band for you, or were you out there before this?
I just played in like a few rock bands in high school. But this is the first thing I've done since then that's been serious.
And serious is definitely what's going on here now.
Yeah.
Now, were you looking at what Chris was going, thinking, well, I'm more in the rock vein, let him do what he's doing on the...
No, there's a funny story. For like the past 4 years, Chris has always tried to get me to play music with him. And I don't know, I think I was just a little too immature, didn't spend my time wisely, didn't have priorities. So... last summer, he said, this is your last chance. You're either going to start jamming with me or I'm never asking you again. So I stepped up to the plate, and we've been jamming ever since.
It took the gauntlet being thrown down.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Had to give him the ultimatum.
Well, you know, it's a great thing, though, because, like, I'll hear from some people talk about, I begrudgingly let my brother in the band.
Right.
Or what have you, and, yeah, he's going to be there with me. This is a whole other matter. This is... I've been trying to get him to play with me for some time.
Right. Yeah. Well, we've always, I mean, when we were living together, when we were younger, we would play music together, and it would just come so naturally and easily. So, like, it just made sense to play together. But then, like, you know, I moved out. I was doing my own thing for a while. I was still always trying to get him to play music with me, but, you know, he was doing his own thing, and finally it came together, and it worked out. So, yeah.
Now, when people see you, Ancient Language, you're behind the boards, but... like you say, you're definitely putting an organic flavor in this. You play other instruments as well?
I play keyboard. I started off on guitar. That's what I started playing. I never got very good at it, though. But, yeah, I mostly just play keyboard.
Okay, but there was other things happening that fed into your doing this. Now, who are your musical influences?
I'm really influenced by... who am I influenced by? I like
Radiohead, possibly.
I like Radiohead's my favorite band. I like Boards of Canada, Aphex Twin, Portishead, Fortet, Bjork.
I like Square Pusher a lot.
Square Pusher, yeah. I actually, I was in high school. I was in a radio class. I went to Cusno, and we had a radio station there, and that's like the reason why I got into electronic music, because. In the morning, everyone in the class had to take turns DJing a show, and we could only play electronic music, and I hated it, because I hated electronic music. But then, like, I discovered, like, Boards of Canada, Aphex Twin, Portishead.
Yeah, all of your favorite artists.
Daft Punk, like, all these people, and, like, that's pretty much what got me into electronic music.
Now, why was it there... why is it you had to play electronic?
I don't know. We had a mini disc collection that we had to play, and all we had was electronic music, so that's just what we had to play.
Was it just that teacher say you're gonna play what I like?
I guess so. Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I mean, we had our own shows after school where we could play whatever we wanted, but during class it had to be electronic music from like 7 to 8 or whatever it was. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's not the alternative variety approach of WHFR,
right?
But it led to you being with us today, so we won't knock it.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. We'll say thanks for what it was and what brought us here today. And just want to make sure again, how do you manage to keep all these websites in your balance with so many things going on with the remixing and everything else? I'm just looking at, was it 6 of them out there now? Is that a lot of time management?
I feel like a few of them end up falling off on the like level of importance.
We're not really good at it, to be honest. Yeah. It's kind of like, it's almost, I wouldn't say it's an afterthought, but we spend the most time making the music. Like, it would be great if we had like some kind of
media team.
Yeah. Media team that could keep that updated. Cause yeah, it's hard for us.
But no. Keep the emphasis on making the music. Believe me, that's what we're going to appreciate most, especially as you go into this next tune, which we're going to hear next is what?
Sailing Stones.
Again, the new album is Folk Songs, New Fortune Records, Ancient Language. Thank you. Sailing Stones right there from Ancient Language, from the new album, Folk Songs. Hey, you know, we want to invite somebody to the microphone and get his take on where people can see you and what he knows about you, some little backstory. Since I put all your business out there last time, I'm going to let you do the talking, Mr. Lee Majors.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me back in Ancient Language on the show today.
Hello.
Hello. Could you hear me?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah, we can.
One other show that I really wanted to bring up briefly is a show Ancient Language has on Saturday, August 22, at Capitol Park. The Dime School of Music is putting it on. It's an outdoor show with Nigel and the Dropout and Gosh Pith. So I'm really looking forward to that one. I personally have no idea where Capitol Park is. I know it's downtown Detroit somewhere. And the other morning, on Memorial Day, me and a buddy took a three-hour walk literally around everywhere in Detroit we could think of and still couldn't figure out where it was.
With all that technology, you probably got stuffed in your pocket.
Well, that could have helped, but we didn't want to use that.
Go old school on them, why don't you?
Exactly.
So now, what's that date again?
That is on Saturday, August 22nd, and that's put on by the Dime School of Music out of Detroit.
Including our old friend Drew Schultz, who was just here a few months ago, still doing great things down there, teaching at Dime, as a matter of fact, Detroit Institute for Music Education. So especially something to look out for there. And also, as you said, Nigel and the Dropout?
Nigel and the Dropout are playing, who were here a few weeks back, and Gosh Pith also on that one.
Shout out to the fellas. Appreciate your having been on Motor, setting the path for Ancient Language to come on and just keep great music coming to Motor Live Drive at 5. More reason for people to tune in, catch us when we are live, going out over the air, and download this podcast later. Ancient Language, Chris, Zach, more artists to collaborate with in the future. This album will be released officially July 25th.
Yep.
All right. I was just looking at a picture of the red vinyl, and that's just striking.
Right? Yeah. Came out cool. Yeah.
All right. And
we got it pressed at Archer right down in Detroit. So, yeah, came out cool.
Shout out to Archer for doing some very good work. People, vinyl's alive and it sounds so good. And with Zach's bass lines just coming at you, you've got to hear that when the needle drops. So check that out. Get to a show, whether it's the Dime Show August 22nd, the Woodbridge Fest June 20th. Music will be available there.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. So that's where you can get the actual hard copies, especially the vinyl. I'm looking through again. I'm digging the Tumblr page. I don't know why I'm digging Tumblr so much. But last summer you gave out free cassettes.
Did we do that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we did do that. Yeah, we did. I forgot about that album.
Got so much happening.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, that was the one. Me and my friend John. We put out a cassette. And we threw a show and we gave the cassettes to everyone who came to the show and we gave them all away that one show.
And how many people are like thinking, okay, what do I do with this thing?
Yeah, we thought about that, but I don't know. We just thought it was like a cool, like,
it is
a cool like memento to take away from a show. And we had like a whole like visual show and everything going on. So we tried to make it like a full experience, yeah. I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It was cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
The last time I got a cassette.
Right.
I'm still sitting on so many I haven't gotten around to digitizing yet. But I want to get out the way so that the music keeps flowing for the time we have left. We're featuring the music from the new album, Folk Songs, from Ancient Language. This one's been released on New Fortune Records. Tell us what we're going to hear next.
How much time do we have left?
We got about 10 minutes.
10 minutes? So we got time for two more or one more?
You tell me. The length of this song is, we're going to fit you in here because we want to get this happening. We got 10 minutes, and if you got two songs, definitely want to get the one that's going to like set it on fire.
Yeah, we'll do one more. We'll do the one that's on the vinyl, on the record.
Hey, hit us with it.
Okay.
This is Totem?
Yeah, the song's Totem, yeah.
Totem.
Mm-hmm.
You are tuned in to Motor Live Drive at 5, which is a pre-recorded show today because we just had to work with these fellas' schedules because we had to bring you this music. You've been listening to the sounds of Ancient Language as they're getting ready to drop the new album, Folk Songs, on New Fortune Records. Chris, Zach, I want to say thank you for coming back today. Zach, for coming today. And please tell me you'll look at coming back in the future.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd love to. Thank you for having us. It was a good time.
I'm glad you think so. Take us out with one last track.
Sure, we can do one more.
Yeah, I think we can do that. All right.